This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. We are talking a lot about resilience today in lots of different ways. And one of the things that I think is really important for us as a culture to acknowledge is that trauma, however it manifests itself, can take a real toll on people mentally, physically, and financially. And the road to healing can take a long time, longer than you might have expected, and come with unexpected expenses. So we're going to focus on this. We're going to focus on the financial cost of trauma. Our guest is Lisa Coxon. She is an editor at lowestrates.ca. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
How did this topic come to you? Because it really struck me when I saw it. I saw it in your field. And I'm like, oh, geez, wait, we should talk about that. And that's not an easy thing to talk about. So how did it come to you that you thought, I'm going to write about this?
Yeah, so it's kind of a funny story. As you know, a lot of story ideas originate nowadays. I came across this on Twitter.
Right.
So I noticed a tweet in my feed from Julie Lalonde. She's a public educator around sexual assault and domestic violence. And she tweeted one day last October that healing from trauma is very expensive. That's it. Mm. And as someone who's always looking for the financial angle in every story, I thought, I need to explore this.
Yeah. And what did you find? What are some things that you found?
So I found that, you know, there are a bunch of different types of trauma. We are talking about physical, emotional, sexual, and often those three things will overlap. Mm. So what I found is that no matter who you are, no matter what's happened to you, it's going to take you not only, like you said, time to heal from these events, but it's going to take you money too. Mm. And that was something that sort of surprised me, that financial aspect of making a full recovery.
And what would be some examples of those financial costs?
Yeah, so we're looking at things. Obviously, one of the first things that comes to mind is talk therapy. Mm. When people have been through a traumatic event, they need to heal. And often that can, you know, come in the form of speaking with a psychologist or a psychotherapist. So that's a big one right there. And we see, you know, just in Toronto alone, the cost of therapy can range anywhere from $120 an hour upwards of $270 an hour.
Yeah.
So it's not
with very little coverage, even if you've got a reasonable benefits plan, aside from the employee assistance program, which maybe is one session, maybe it's five sessions.
Exactly.
But if you need something that lasts over time, it's not a lot of benefits programs that have really sufficient coverage.
Exactly. You might be able to squeeze one and a half sessions a year out of a plan that offers $300 a year in coverage. So that's one big cost. Next, we're looking at things like medication. So if it's a physical trauma that you're recovering from, what medications do you need to have now that might not be, like you said, covered under a group plan from an employer? We're looking at childcare, things like if you need to head to these medical appointments, but you need someone to watch your kids, well, there's paying a babysitter or they're sending them to daycare for a day. Legal fees, if you're taking legal action, let's say against an abuser, or perhaps you've been in a horrific car accident and there's legal action going on there. And then another one is, look, just transportation, getting to and from these appointments. So things like gas money, things like public transit.
Parking. It didn't even occur to me that it would be onerous for people to park at a hospital where they are getting care. It didn't even occur to me. And yet a lot of the hospitals and major centers charge a huge amount for parking because of the real estate they're on.
Parking's a very lucrative revenue stream for hospitals.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How did you factor in the revenue hit that many people deal with in their recovery as they are physical, emotional, whatever it is? They may just need time.
Yeah.
And so they aren't able to work and they may not have disability coverage.
Exactly. So we're looking at lost wages. If your employer doesn't provide paid time off, well, here you are out of work, out of money. So already you're delaying your healing process. And so if you don't have access to the adequate services you need, it's going to take you that much longer to heal and it's going to be that much more expensive for you.
We are a Canadian program. Most of our listeners, aside from the fact that we are on air across North America, we're a Canadian program. So some of our listeners who have not walked this road will think, but it's Canada. Come on. There's provincial health. That's not the reality.
Yeah. And in fact, we saw a big cut to sexual assault support centers here in Ontario. The government slashed $1 million in funding to these centers, which is a huge blow to them because they're already facing really long wait lists. That's only going to exacerbate that problem even more. On the flip side, we did see the government come up with a free mental health services plan called MindAbility for people with anxiety and depression. But again, it'll take 3 to 4 years to implement. publicly funded mental health services already see a wait list of 2-2.5 years.
Now, in an ideal world, I can't even believe I'm using that word as we're talking about trauma, but there would be an ability for the person at the center of this to have a breath, to develop a budget for what these kinds of services look like and how they might pay for them without putting them all on their credit card. Is that completely delusional on my part that they could have that, that find that strength to do that additional task given everything else that they're dealing with?
I don't think it's delusional, but I think it's optimistic.
Right. optimistic bordering on unrealistic.
What I would recommend to people who, you know, need to access these services but cannot afford it, can't think of how they possibly could, you know, try to look at alternative forms of healing that are cheaper. You could see a psychotherapist, for instance, instead of a psychologist. They tend to charge lower rates because they require fewer years of training to get into that field. You may want to look at talking to your employer. This might not be something everyone wants to do. It's a touchy subject.
Yeah.
You may not want to disclose that you're going through something, but you could ask them to incorporate something that's maybe not already in a group plan. It's not already covered. Oftentimes, psychotherapy won't be covered, but psychologists will.
Right.
You could try and negotiate for that coverage.
The other target audience for this message, we've been talking about a little lot about the individual at the center of it, but I would really encourage those in the circle of the person who's dealt with the trauma to step up here. Because one of the things that I've certainly seen in my own circle is that those who aren't directly affected by the trauma can be really helpful. We could say, listen, can I, not just in mitigating the cost, but to say, can I pull together the numbers that you're dealing with and help you come up with a budget? Because this is the time when you can say, yeah, I'm sorry, it's going on my credit card because I have to figure out a way to wake up tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. You know, I'd say rely on family and friends as much as you can, you know, to ferry you from and to these appointments, let's say. But also, you know, maybe someone could spot you the cost of seeing a fee-only financial planner to actually get things in order. That's a one-time fee. You know, usually it's around $300 for, you know, an hour or two.
Yeah,
definitely, you know, look to your circle and see what you can do from that respect.
And often the people on the outside don't know how to contribute. It's very easy for us to you know, bake a casserole for someone who's gone through a divorce because there's no threat to that.
Mm-hmm.
But a bigger help to someone might be, could I please take your children every single Tuesday night while you go to your therapy session? And thanks so much and bye.
Exactly. Right. And I would also encourage employers to reassess their group plans. I would encourage them to look at the coverages they have allotted for things like psychology, for things like extended health services, such as chiropractor, massage therapy, physiotherapy, and really ask yourselves, is what I'm offering adequate given how long it could take to heal?
Yeah. And well, I could talk about this all day. I will say there is also a gender dynamic, which when men are in power and when men are in charge, they don't fully appreciate how skewed some of these issues are gender-wise, which as the father of a 10-year-old girl makes me crazy. But we will save that for another day. How's that?
Absolutely.
Lisa, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Lisa Coxon is an editor at lowestrates.ca, and she wrote a very, very compelling piece on the financial costs associated with trauma.